B-Pod Studios.
You know, we've all had bad days. But this one was a bad day for Glenn Gardner last Sunday, I guess. Let me read the story, and then I'll let Glenn take it.
This could have happened very close to the time that Senator Connie Mack was passing kidney stones.
Could very well have been the case. It was about the time a large alligator swam by, stranded Glenn Gardner, that he realized he was in trouble. The weekend had started harmlessly enough at a surprise anniversary party for his wife's parents on a rented houseboat on beautiful Lake George. But as they were returning to the houseboat Sunday with Gardner's 15-foot antique boat in tow, rain, wind, and waves slammed his prized mahogany craft again and again into the side of a larger vessel. So, with nothing more than a bathing suit he was wearing, Gardner hopped into the boat and took off. His plan was to meet his wife, 15-month-old daughter, and 8 family members on the houseboat about 45 minutes later. He never showed up. Glenn, are you there?
Yes, sir.
Hi, Glenn. Take it from there. What the hell happened to you?
Well, like the article said, you know, I got a little disorientated in the lake and the squalls. You know, it was raining pretty good and the waves came up and, you know, something, I smacked a wave and just started taking on water and a boat sank within seconds.
Because according to what I'm reading, for nearly 30 hours, your wife, Chris, was getting reports that they were not finding you, but finding pieces of your boat.
Exactly.
And other things that were on the boat, really starting to worry the family.
All right. Well, those are all things that were kind of loose in the boat that would just normally float up in a circumstance like that. But they thought it was an explosion or I smacked into a barge or something like that. So those items just floated up, and the wind carried those to the southwest corner of the lake.
So what happened? You were pretty much stranded, weren't you?
Right, right.
With the alligators all around? And
yeah, and, you know, it's not as bad as what they make it out to be.
Oh, it's not?
No, I swam like a mile and a half to these bombing range area out in the middle of the lake and climbed up on one of them.
And that is an active bombing range out there.
No, it's not active.
Yeah, it is. Yeah,
thank God, right? And sat on one of those for a couple hours, and I saw the alligator swim underneath it towards the east bank of the lake, and you know.
Well, didn't somebody, I don't know who it was, but I guess you're scared of alligators, and they had put up a picture of the big 14-footer they'd hauled out of the lake last week?
Yeah, they always tease me about that, you know, because I'm from up north, and they give me a big hard time about it and everything, so. But
make you listen to Amos Moses a lot?
No. But, you know, it's not like an alligator-infested lake or anything.
So how many alligators did you run across?
I ran across one.
Just one?
Right.
Oh,
right.
Well, come on. You're sounding like almost a crybaby. One alligator. Come on. But for 30 hours, I mean, how did you spend your time?
Well, like, I sat up in the perch or whatever it was for probably a good...
The target.
The target.
For a good, you know, probably 15 hours of that 30 hours or whatever it was. And then, you know, in the morning, I just started swimming towards the west side where the jetties were, you know, where the channel for the St. John's River is.
What's going through your head as you're just sitting up there for 15 hours, wondering if somebody's going to save you, knowing that your family's back over at the houseboat waiting for a big celebration? What's going through your head?
Well, I was kind of worried about my wife and my family and everything. The biggest is, you know, when is the search party going to start, and when the hell am I going to get out of here?
Well, you know, one thing that didn't make sense to me is, I guess at one point the thought occurred to you, hey, maybe if I get naked, that'll make things happen quicker.
Well, that was in the paper, too. You know, I took the lining out of my shorts, and I made a flag so they could see me better and stuck that on the little paddle I had.
So for a brief time, you were nude as you were pulling the lining out of your shorts.
Yeah. You know, I said, well, I get arrested for indecent exposure, if anything, you know. So
it took, how many hours? So it was 30 hours before you finally got back to safety?
Right, right.
How did it finally come to an end?
Well, the tugboat, they're pushing this barge down or north up the St. John's River, and I just swam directly in front of it and put myself in a position where they had to see me.
Well, hopefully see you.
Yeah, right. So, they, you know, they stopped and backed up and threw me a life ring and pulled me up and said, you know, fed me sandwiches and got me back on my feet.
Yeah, you had to be hungry and thirsty, weren't you?
Yeah, a little bit. I mean, your body takes over, I guess.
Yeah, I mean, you put an awful lot of trust into the captain of that boat there. I mean, what is, you know, what's Joe Hazelwood doing now? He's got to have a job somewhere.
Then what did your family say when they finally rescued you and you made your way back home?
They were very excited, very happy, and my wife, she was just beside herself.
You mean she hadn't left you for another man already? Had you declared dead or anything?
Nothing like that.
Now, I got to ask you, Glenn, did we learn any lessons from this?
Yeah. The biggest thing is, of course, wear a life jacket. You know, that's the biggest. Be prepared for the worst in all circumstances. Never take anything for granted as, you know, short trips or I'll just be right back or anything. You know, just that was probably my biggest lesson, you know.
Especially for people down here, because you, in reality, your situation, you were in a landlocked lake.
Right.
Now people out here get out in the Gulf and play grab ass. You know, you never know where you'll end up.
Exactly. I mean, I consider myself very fortunate, and, you know, I definitely thank God for everything that happened.
Now tell me about your antique boat. I mean, it's lost, right? It's
yeah,
gone.
Yeah, you know, my friends and my family and everything are like, we should go up and pull it up. And I'm like, no, I think I'm just going to let it sit there, and that'll be a good memoriam for it.
No desire to get back out on the water again,
No, it doesn't. You know, it's just a freak thing that happened, and it's not going to scare me from for the rest of my life to go not to go boating again. I'll be back out there.
We still got any copies left of that Titanic CD we could send him?
This wasn't any ploy on your part to get out of that whole thing with your in-laws, was it?
No, sir.
All right, Glenn.
You like your in-laws, don't you?
Yeah, if I could, I'd like to thank the sheriff's department up there.
Oh, please do.
And, well, they can't hear you.
And the Maritime.
But they can't hear you. I mean, you're welcome to do it, but they can't hear you. We're in Fort Myers.
Okay.
But a lot of people helped you, didn't they?
Yeah, and I think in general a lot of those people don't get rewarded. You know, I used to hear the bad, not the good.
What do guys on the tugboat say to you?
Did they call you names? And tease you?
Yeah, they were like, what are you doing out here? I'm like, oh, just going for a swim, you know? So they were absolutely incredible.
So you played it suave when you got on board.
Yeah, I was like, oh, hey, this isn't too bad.
And what did they feed you? You said you had sandwiches. What kind?
A couple of ham sandwiches and some chips and stuff.
Mustard or mayonnaise?
Mayonnaise.
All right, Glenn. Well, we're glad you're safe, and we're glad you're back with your family, and just be extra careful next time, will you?
Yeah, appreciate it.
All right, bye-bye.
And this was live, or?
Yeah, you're on live.
Okay.
Now.
All right.
You know, so you can say hi to people. They probably won't hear you, but you can say hi to them.
All right. Well, thanks, guys.
All right, Glenn.
Appreciate
bye-bye.
It.
Bye-bye. Bye. Oh, Glenn. You know, story makes it to be like a life-threatening thing. It was nothing to him.
Well, that's, you know, that's kind of like when you handed it to me. Granted, it's good writing out of the, the Tampa Tribune.
Tampa Tribune.
It's good writing, but, you know, the story, it was embellished upon a bit.
Evidently, because it didn't seem to scathe him one bit.
No.
Heat, but I'm loving all the people that I get to meet. You got to tune your radio on. Now listen to me. We got that powerful stuff that'll knock you off your feet. Stan and Haney. Stan and Haney. Stan and Haney on all afternoon. Now from Naples to Fort Myers, all over Southwest Florida, you know it can't be wrong. From Marco to Port Charlotte, they all heard the news. They say 2 o'clock, time to light the fuse. Stan and Haney.
radio that there's ever been. The show is so damn good it makes the Pope want to sin. The fell out to the beaches, people laugh out loud. Got the show that draws flies and a bit of a crowd. Stand and hit it. Stand and hit it. Stand and hit it. All afternoon. We like whiskey and liquor. Hot paradise. Listen to us once, then you're gonna listen twice. Got up way too damn early for too damn long. Back in the afternoon.
Incident based on sworn testimony. Can you prove that it didn't happen? Perhaps on your way home, someone will pass you in the dark, and you will never know it, for they will be
Stan and Haney.
God help us in the future.
96 K-Rock.
Hey, everybody. Stan and Haney Show, Tuesday edition. My name is Stan. There's my friend Mark Haney. Hi. and Roger.
Hello.
Hi, Rog. I'm just going to come right out with this because I don't know of any other time that I'll be able to talk about this. I won't be able to talk about it in the flow of the show.
Okay, well.
Here we go. Now, I want you to keep cool. You're going to have a reaction to this, but I want you to keep cool because I feel the same way you do, and by you getting angry about it, you're just going to be preaching to the choir.
Hey, no problem.
All right, good. You cool with this?
Yeah. No problem.
No problem. Thank you, Haney. We'll come across a news article and I'll say to myself, what is this, a joke? You know, what is it, another, is it something from The Onion?
Yeah.
Or is this real? It's real.
No.
And I had to read this and actually say to myself, what the hell is going on in the world? Because a couple of things I first do in the morning when I wake up is Daily Mail. And then at ESPN, I like to see what's going on with sports. Sorry, Lakers. I see what's going on in sports and see what's going on with the truth, because the Daily Mail will tell you the truth. Here's the headline from ESPN. The Los Angeles Dodgers apologize. Reinvite LGBTQIA plus group to Pride Night. Okay? Like every other sports league team, they go and have their Pride Night. Fine. It's the world we live in. Have your Pride Night. Then I start reading. Because at first the Dodgers said, this ain't happening. Until pressure came, they buckled. And they had to apologize for this. Follow me. This is not made up. It's real. The Los Angeles Dodgers announced Monday that an LGBTQIA plus group called, and I know you know them, the Sisters of Perpetual Indulgence will again be welcome at the team's annual Pride Night nearly a week after the team rescinded its original invitation. And if you're not familiar with them, they've been around a long time. I will continue. So the Dodgers at first say for their LGBTQ night, Pride Night. They said no.
No.
You're not coming. But they had to go and rescind that. Why?
Oh, God.
The group will now receive the Community Hero Award in a ceremony before the Dodgers home game against the San Francisco Giants. I haven't even told you what they are yet. And I don't blame you. So not only did the Dodgers have to apologize to this group called the Sisters of Perpetual Indulgence, they had to re-invite them to Pride Night, and the group will receive the Community Hero Award in a ceremony before the Dodgers' home game against the San Francisco Giants. The statement from the team says, in part, after much thoughtful feedback, the team also apologized to the group and the LGBTQIA plus community, friends, and family. Who are the Sisters of Perpetual Indulgence? They are a group of mainly men who dress as nuns. They clarify that they are a charity, protest, and performance group founded in 1979 in San Francisco. Those coming to the Dodger game are the Los Angeles chapter of the Sisters of Perpetual Indulgence, and they are the ones who are going to receive an award. Last Wednesday, however, the Dodgers announced that they had removed the sisters from the group of Pride honorees, citing, quote, strong feelings of people who have been offended by this group. That followed backlash from some conservative Roman Catholics and politicians, including Senator Marco Rubio, who accused the group of mocking nuns and Christian faith. The group denied that it was anti-Catholic. On its website, the group said it uses humor and irreverent wit to expose the forces of bigotry, complacency, and guilt that chain the human spirit. In their new statement, the Los Angeles Dodgers of Major League Baseball said they will continue working with the LGBTQ plus community, their partners, to better educate ourselves and find ways to strengthen the ties that bond and to use our platform to support all our fans who make up the diversity of the Dodgers family. So, the Nuns of the Perpetual Indulgence, these are men who dress up as nuns, are going to receive an award from the Dodgers and an apology.
Well, they're men.
They're men. Well, and they're made up of gay men, trans men.
Oh, God.
We're going to take a break.
Oh,
I thought I was reading The Onion. Dodgers have apologized to them for saying, no, you're not welcome. We'll be back. I thought I was reading some kind of comic book.
In a nationwide survey, tens of thousands of doctors, general practitioners, surgeons, specialists, doctors in every branch of medicine were included. And according to this nationwide survey, the brand named most was
Stan and Haney.
Just as enjoyable to a doctor as it is to you or me.
96 K-Rock.
Hey, everybody, Stan and Haney. In 1 hour, set a calendar, set a timer, set an alarm, set something in 1 hour. We are going to have an attorney in studio, and he comes in to help you. Anthony Melchiori from Absolute Law is going to sit down here and take your phone calls, your texts, your emails, and that's why he comes in. If you've got something going on in your life, even preventative, where if I go and do something, will I get in trouble for this? Can I legally do something?
You
because I got a, I got a list.
Yeah.
But Anthony will be in here. Jot the number down, 495-9696, and we will reserve a spot for you to talk to Anthony. It could be anything. It could be family law. It can be criminal. It can be civil. It can be a DUI. It could be something to do with a neighbor, something to do with an HOA, something to do with veterans issues.
God.
You name it. You name it. And it's probably, especially a lot of the builders putting the roofs back on and being charged for stuff. I mean, you name it. Somebody is being screwed. And you can sit and listen to this radio station right now, and you're thinking about it. Well, I got this going on in my life. I'm being buffaloed here. Maybe I will give Anthony Melchiori a call. 495-9696. 1 hour from now in studio, you can talk directly to him.
Yeah.
Let's do the grab bag brought to you by the Pewter Mug North, US 41. North Naples. You know, we've talked about it now for a couple of weeks. Martha Stewart at 81 on the cover of Sports Illustrated. What does one have to do at her age to be presentable? That's a good question.
On the next Martha Stewart, Martha gets ready for her Sports Illustrated cover photo shoot in her garden.
Well, sometimes things get out of hand. This is absolutely ridiculous. They are healthy and beautiful, but they really prevent me from even walking down towards my pool in the background here. So what I'm using are very sturdy clippers, and I am lopping off, getting rid of way too much bush. This is the kind of work that, once done, is so rewarding. That's creating new borders where none existed before.
There you go. Part of her, you know, staying young and looking young. Let's see what's going on in the world, shall we?
This is not headline news. Historians say the Kiss is over 4,500 years old. Not to be confused with Kiss, the band, which is even older. Dolphins can put one side of their brain to sleep while the other remains awake. Just like my dad does when he watches Fox News. Target is recalling 5 million candles for being a fire hazard. Here's my question. Isn't that the case with all candles? And the city of Kyle, Texas, has invited people named Kyle to meet there to set a record for the largest same-name gathering. Regardless they break the record or not, they'll prove one thing. There's not a lot to do in Kyle, Texas. This is not headline news.
Haney and I have a friend. I go all the way back to him from the first time I came to Fort Myers. His name's Kyle. Remember him and his buddy Phil.
Yeah.
But I've known Kyle for 35 years. He's at that thing in Kyle, Texas.
What?
He went to that gathering in Kyle, Texas of people named Kyle. He went.
He went?
He posted pictures already.
What?
Yep. So there you go.
Oh.
And he met a bunch of new Kyles. yes, Raj.
I've seen a few good-looking girls named Kyle in my life. I think.
Aren't they Kylie?
Well,
and they just Kyle for short.
Or maybe some parents misspelled Kylie. I don't know, but there's a chance of
they might be
some girls there.
What I saw were just guys. Just guys. You know what? And they were all like, it was like meeting relatives. It was like, you know, like, what could I assume this to be? Well, I don't know. I think the best way to describe it. It was like a family reunion. I think all those Kyles were bridging the gap.
Wonder if any famous Kyles go to them.
I don't know. I don't care because I'm not Kyle. Is your name Kyle?
No, but just wondered.
Four.
This happens. This happens. You want to go and have a celebration. Every time somebody opens a bottle of champagne, I'm like, be careful. Be careful. You can hurt somebody. Use a towel. Use something. This is in Australia. Guy, they're all celebrating on a balcony. And they open a bottle of champagne. And the flying cork killed a bird.
Oh, no.
Not my car. Oh, dude.
What? What are the chances of that?
It was outrageous.
Mum, Jacob's killed a bird.
Yep, popping a cork.
Yep.
Were they listening to the Eagles in the background?
I don't know. They might have been. They were on the balcony. They were partying, man.
Yeah.
I mean, what was that? Hotel California?
I thought I heard Take It Easy.
Take It Easy?
I wear a dog.
What?
A reward.
Are you Take It Easy? Is that what you're saying?
Yes.
I think you're right. What did you hear?
Take It Easy.
Did you?
Yeah.
All right.
Turn I know and pat them toward.
Thank you, Haney. Hollywood, Florida. Right near where the Hard Rock is. A man was surprised. I'm not. Man was surprised when he found an iguana inside his toilet.
No.
He saw the iguana. It was hissing at him. His name is John Riddle. And he's talking about, as the authors of this say, of the horrifying situation. The only thing you got to worry about with an iguana is its tail. Because that thing goes around and cracks like a whip. That can hurt you. The rest of it, he's just a nuisance. Here you go. Here's a guy finding the iguana. Finding the iguana in his toilet. Here you go.
He was splashing and hissing at me. I was scared. I'm not a reptile fan. That's when it turned around and opened its mouth. And that's all I needed to see to, like, back off for a minute and figure out what was going on. I was trying to work up the nerve to grab him and throw him out. Before I did that, he crawled out and crawled, like, behind the toilet. And that's when I grabbed the strainer and shoot him out.
Go to Cape Coral.
Introduce him to some monitor lizards.
Yeah, you'll see enough stuff crawling around.
You'll
see iguanas and monitor lizards and all of them.
Is an iguana too big to flush?
Yeah, they get big. Yeah. You get an iguana at your pet store, they're nice and cute and small.
Yeah.
They get big.
Yep.
And their tail is their weapon.
Yep.
You go and try to pick up a big iguana, that thing will go and lash you. It'll break the skin.
Yep.
Dateline Canada. It happens all the time up in Canada. People will hit a moose. Does horrible damage to the car.
Oh, not that bad.
But what about people that cycle? They realize, too, that the possibility of hitting something is a real possibility. In Canada, going down the roads and cycling. This guy, as he will explain, thought that there was a possibility he could hit something. He never thought he'd be T-boning a bear.
Oh, no.
Take a listen to this.
I always thought, like, you know, maybe one day I'd hit a deer, right? Never thought it'd be a bear. He starts running across the road, and I just smacked right into him, and then went flying right over top of him. He's kind of looking over at us. He's sniffing at the air. He's just kind of curious. And then Sam started yelling at the bear, just trying to scare him off.
Apparently,
Sam is no longer with us.
Yeah, because he ran into a cocaine bear. Kevin Milner was his name, talking about his story of hitting the bear. Kevin ended up with a broken shoulder blade and road rash from the collision. Interestingly enough, he was talking about his friend Sam.
Yes.
Could be Samuel or Samantha, one or the other.
Well,
and no word on what happened to that person.
No, yep. No.
Might have to ask the bear. All right, this they do this from time to time. I'm going to give you the top three. They had them all on there, but I'm not going to do it. AFI, the American Film Institute. Once again, and they do this every. I don't know if they do it every year or every couple of years, but usually it's the same list. The greatest movie quotes of all time. I have the top three for you. You don't have to be a genius to figure these out. The one interesting thing is two in the top three are the exact same person, just playing a different role. Now, Roger, you're nodding your head. I got the top three. Number two and number three are the same actor made number two and number three of the most iconic movie lines of all time. Who do you think the actor is?
Is it Jack Nicholson?
No.
Is it?
No. First of all, the number one, Clark Gable.
Frankly, my dear, I don't give a damn.
From Gone with the Wind, 1939.
Wow! Hey!
There's a shocker in it. Nothing changes.
Woohoo!
Number two and number three, the same actor.
Huh.
Same actor. Here's number two, all-time movie quote.
I'm going to make him an offer he can't refuse.
Marlon Brando in The Godfather. Coming in at number three, Marlon Brando, about 18 years earlier.
Yeah.
The movie, On the Waterfront.
I could have been a contender.
Yeah.
He was saying that to Rod Steiger, his brother in the movie, who sold him out.
No throw.
Could have been a contender. I could have been somebody. Those are the top three. There are no surprises.
No.
You know, the Casablanca, Humphrey Bogart, the Wizard, We're Not in Kansas City. Come on.
Well, no.
There hasn't been a decent movie made to get an iconic line.
Yes.
I'll be back on there. Probably
you know
way down the list.
No, probably not.
Yeah.
I you know what? I don't even know if I printed up the list because I was so disgusted with it.
No.
There wasn't like any revelation.
You can't handle the truth.
Right. That, of course, it's got to be on there somewhere. I stopped looking when it was all this cliche stuff. Finally, you know, I want to leave the grab bag today on a positive note, a good note. Now, a gentleman who lost both of his legs in Afghanistan. just accomplished an amazing feat. Again, double amputee. He reached the summit of Mount Everest.
Whoa.
Here is Harry, H-A-R-I, Budha, talking about trying new things and reaching his goals despite being a double amputee. He climbed Mount effing Everest.
First thing I did was skydiving, and when I landed safely on the ground, I realized that, yeah, you can do the things, even you don't have legs. I found that, yeah, nothing is impossible. It's just different way of doing the things. So, let's try Everest.
Yeah. And he did it. You know, here's the thing. Annie and I talked about this before.
Yep.
You have all of these people, and people are dying up there because they go and they're making it almost like a carnival thing now, just climbing up there. And, you have the right amount of money. It doesn't matter what kind of training you got. Let's go and climb. You know why? Because there are Sherpas that carry all of their equipment, all of their luggage, their gear, and they're the ones that are hauled. They're talking about Sir Edmund Hillary, the first man to climb. Now, the Sherpas were doing it for hundreds and hundreds of years. And they go and must make about 15 trips a month taking people up Mount Everest. And you know what also is going on? The garbage, the filth that they leave behind.
Yep.
They go and have these big, long daisy chains of people climbing up Mount Everest, and they're dumping garbage everywhere. You know I'm right. You know I'm right. We are going to take a break. When we come back, I will have something from the local beat for you. An unbelievable story of a man who took an Uber and... well, had difficulty going home despite all the people that wanted to help him.
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh.
He wasn't taking any of it.
So they
got him other accommodations. I'll have that story. Rog will have something to you in Roger's Entertainment Corner. Your phone calls later on in the 3 o'clock hour. Anthony Melchiori from Absolute Law. You want to talk to him because he is a lawyer and he knows the law and you don't. And he can give you an answer.
Yes.
Yeah. He knows the law, you don't. So if you're thinking about doing something or somebody did something to you, he can tell you, you're going to need my help or somebody's help. Or don't worry about it. You're cool.
Right.
Thank you, Haney.
You're going.
We'll be back. Thank you, Haney. 96 K-Rock.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
Some see the glass as half empty. Others see it as half full. We simply see rum. Stan and Haney, 96 K-Rock.
Rum.
Hey, everybody. Stan and Haney. Look who's made his way into the studio.
Hey, guys. How are we doing?
Well, I hope you're doing okay now, because I was just talking to Haney and you before we came on. When we get to the... emails.
Oh.
My God, the brutal against you. Brutal.
Yeah, nothing new.
The community has spoken.
Yeah.
They speak every day.
And it's not favorable to you.
They all I know. That's the usual. They all vibrate at a different frequency. They do.
Phone lines are all open, by the way, 495-9696. Anthony Melchiori from Absolute Law in 30 minutes taking your legal questions. Jot the number down, 495-9696. He will help you out. He is an attorney. But right now, oh, if I got a beauty, the local beat. This comes to us, I believe, from NBC2. And I was also saying during the break, this is why we have this segment for stories like this. Mm-hmm. Follow me, if you can, for this amusing ride. Headline. Drunk Uber passenger arrested after spitting on deputy during altercation in Cape Coral. Oh, that's too condensed to make rhyme nor reason of it, so yes. Let me unwrap it for you.
Yes.
This is a beauty. After a night of drinking, Jarrell Winfrey just wanted to go home. Winfrey had just completed his Saturday night out with everything pretty much going status quo. Everything was all right.
Really?
Yeah. Well, until the evening came to an end.
Oh.
Everything up until that point was going as planned.
Okay.
Winfrey wanted to take an Uber home so he could arrive home safely after imbibing.
The responsible thing.
Correct. The ride to Winfrey's Cape Coral gated community was going all right. He was in the back seat. Was hungry after a night of drinking, so he was eating a pizza. Slice of pizza in the back seat.
Oh, what?
Slice of pizza in the back seat.
Okay.
He, you know, after a night of drinking, needed something to soak it up. Like when you and I used to go get the crystals.
Oh, okay.
So he's having a slice of pizza.
Okay, all right. All
right. Once arriving at his gated community, it became clear that the Uber driver would have a long night. Winfrey's repeated attempts at the gate code to his gated community were unsuccessful.
Oh.
Hold on, let me try it again. I think I know what it's no, a no, pound. No, that's star.
No,
4-5.
Four, five, six.
Yes. You see that what he did right there? He put a little country twang on it too.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah. Unsuccessful. Now, frustrated and constantly, as the article says, going back to the drawing board, he went and said to the Uber driver, well, wait a second. Let me try to contact my roommate. And he'll let me in. No luck. They couldn't get a hold of any roommate.
No,
the roommate didn't want him there, probably.
Well, let's find out. The Uber driver's patience was now being tested. I mean, dropping a person off and going and getting another fare is what an Uber driver does. He doesn't sit at a gated community waiting for a roommate to answer our code.
Door,
pound, star.
damn it.
I think it was my grandmother's birthday.
So the Uber driver told Winfrey, get out of the car. You're at your gate. Get out of the car, and then you can try calling, but your ride is over with. You were at the gate of the community. Get out of the car. Winfrey wasn't ready to say goodbye yet.
No, not yet. No.
According to the Lee County Sheriff's Office, a deputy responded to the gated community just after 2 a.m. for an altercation involving the Uber driver and Winfrey.
There he is.
Oh, God.
When the deputy arrived, Winfrey was still in the back seat of the Uber and still eating his pizza.
He's a slow eater.
Well, no, he's taking his time. He might have had a whole pie back there. Who knows? Visibly frustrated, Winfrey argued with the deputy when they asked for his information. Deputy's going to say, can I see some identification, please? Winfrey was balking at that. He then got out of the Uber and began pacing around, ranting and still eating his pizza.
Oh, God.
And the officer just went, can I see your ID? Let's get this thing worked out. Well, Winfrey didn't want to show him the ID. He kept eating his pizza, got out of the Uber and was pacing around. After letting off some steam, calm down the situation, Winfrey gave the deputy his identification, finally.
Yeah.
The address on the identification listed his residence as Deerfield Beach.
What?
Not Cape Coral.
He was on the wrong side of the...
With his state. Cape Coral residency now in question... An argument ensued.
Hey, baby.
Winfrey then used the intercom at the front gate to speak with somebody.
Yeah.
The deputy heard a man on the intercom say that he was coming to get Winfrey. Okay, all right. In the meantime, Winfrey started getting aggressive with the deputy. He began threatening him and spit in the deputy's face. By the way, the deputy was a sergeant.
Yeah, they don't like that.
Spit in the face while yelling at him. The deputy then had to go and the deputy then had to go and block Winfrey's hands from getting physical with him. Now, according to the sheriff's report, another deputy arrived at the scene for again additional support when Winfrey's getting ready to swing and spitting in the deputy's face. Winfrey continued up, even when the other deputy got there, Winfrey continued to yell at the sergeant, I live here. Let me call my landlord. When Winfrey noticed the arriving deputy, he walked toward him and continued yelling, still demanding to get home. He kept trying to get a hold of his landlord from the community gate box. No luck. The deputies asked him multiple times, lower your voice while making the calls. His response, I live here. I'm trying to get home. Frustrated, heavily intoxicated, Winfrey continuously launched his body at deputies, forcing them to step out of the way. While on the phone, Winfrey walked across the street to a 7-Eleven parking lot. Deputies could still hear him yelling from the scene. When they asked Winfrey if he had figured out a ride home, he replied, I'm on the phone. He then asked the deputies for his ID back. The deputy said, not yet. Not yet, buddy.
Yeah, let me get that license.
He then again became aggressive.
Give me that license.
After spitting in the sergeant's face a second time, the deputies finally said, this is enough. They began to detain Winfrey. He quickly became very upset and questioned what he had done wrong while resisting. He refused to listen to the officer's commands, which only leads to one thing. He was tased.
Oh.
Oh, Gerald.
Woo! He was arrested, taken to the Lee County Jail. Winfrey faces charges of resisting an officer without violence. He's lucky on that one. But slap on that assault on an officer and disorderly intoxication. As Haney and I have always said, think things through to their logical conclusion.
Mm-hmm.
If I'm going to go out with a fake ID or an address that is not accurate, yes, nor anybody that can depend on me, I'm going to get drunk and want to get boisterous with the police, I'm going to wind up going to jail. Think things through to their logical conclusion.
You know, I think that was a story about patience and how it always has its limit.
The deputies had incredible patience.
Yeah. I mean, even let the first spitting incident go.
They let that fly. They were just like, hey, man, is your ride almost here?
Do you have Roger's ding, 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 ding music? Because it is time for Roger's Entertainment Corner. It's a portion of the show that we set aside for our producer, Roger Marley, to inform and entertain. Raj?
Thank you. Let's talk about underwear. Shall we?
Let's.
Junior, just curious.
No, I'm not wearing any.
That's not what I was gonna... Do you own any at all?
Like three pairs.
Okay, so when you own underwear, how long do you say, will you keep it for a certain amount of time, or do you keep it till it falls apart?
Normally until, like, it falls apart at the seam, yeah.
I don't want... Hopefully, I don't want to bust your story, because I don't know exactly what the answer is on this. But you're saying to bust at the seam. I think they tell you you can't keep wearing the same underwear for years.
Well, that's part of the story, Stan, actually.
Oh, yeah. Sorry.
You led right perfectly into it.
What?
Because every few months or so, some sort of video will go viral online where some other person is telling you have to throw away your underwear every 6 months, 9 months, or year.
That's what I thought. You shouldn't keep it like for more than a year.
They say, they always say on the videos, because it's building up bacteria even if you wash it. But they wanted to test this theory out. But according to several doctors, that's not true. You don't have to replace your underwear every 6 months or year or whatever it is. You can keep wearing it forever or until it disintegrates.
Like Junior's.
There we go. Yeah, yeah.
In fact, an OBGYN right up the road here in Orlando says, if you're washing your underwear in warmer or hot water, that cleans the bacteria off of them. As long as your underwear is clean, you can wear it.
Yeah, well, sometimes
it ain't.
I trust on him.
OGBYN
from Orlando.
A gynecologist.
So here's the rule of thumb.
All right, rule of thumb? Then I'll tell you Stan's rule.
I think your rule is going to be this one.
What?
The first rule is the significant other rule.
What do you mean?
You let them decide when the underwear goes.
What?
Is your wife in charge of your underwear?
She folds them. But here's what I feel, because in my life, I had my mom do my laundry.
Yes.
I had a couple of wives do my laundry, and I have done my own laundry.
Yes.
You may see the ads and the stuff like this, and you may be a guy living on your own, or your girlfriend might have just left you, and you're left doing the laundry. Here's Stan's rule. Oh, do I wash this in cold water? Do I wash it in hot water? Do I wash it in... To prevent something from shrinking, wash it in cold water. If that's in colors and all of that stuff. When you are washing your underwear, socks,
under t-shirts, the hottest water you can possibly imagine. You want to kill everything and anything. And if you're washing it mostly whites, you know, I know Junior enjoys colors in his underwear.
I do.
Helps hide the stain.
Yeah.
But
Dark colors. That's all I got.
If you are primarily washing socks and underwear that are white, as hot as you can get, and it doesn't hurt to throw in a little bleach.
Oh. Right.
To get to make the whites whiter. Hot bacteria killing hot water for underwear washed the way you want your other clothes.
Well, according to this,
hot water, hot.
According to this, my colored underwear is not clean enough because I do all my colors in cold and all my like whites in hot.
No.
Hot underwear, hot water.
Even if it's the first time, you know, the colors can bleed.
Hot water.
Okay. All right.
Let it shrink. You know, if you want to fresh colors, you want to soak them one time and then let them put them into hot water.
All right.
Hot water underwear.
Okay, definitely. Also, a survey found 1 out of 8 adults say they are disgusted by the state of their significant other's underwear. Disgusted, and quote, worn out pairs are the top complaint.
Sometimes it's all about comfort, okay? And if that pair happens to be a little worn out, my rule...
You don't want your wifey disgusted with your...
My rule, when the waistband goes. That's
if it, yep, the elastic when in
it,
the waistband.
When it stops holding, then I'm a throwing.
Yep.
What about holes in the crotch?
That too, that goes. Holes, right. Sometimes, depending on where they are. We're going to take a break. Anthony Melchiori, he's a lawyer. Absolute Law is his law firm. He wants to help you, plain and simple. There's something going on in your life. Do you need advice? Do you need something to find out before you make a horrific move? Or maybe just some kind of counsel? Anthony Melchiori, he's a lawyer. He knows the law. You don't. 495-9696. Get in line now. We'll take your phone calls. Don't wait until the last minute. Anthony Melchiori from Absolute Law next on the Stan and Haney Show.
Howard Stern.
All right, well, you get a hold of that Stan and Haney tape.
Where would then send it to?
To me.
Stan and Haney, 96 J-Rock.
Hey, everybody. Stan and Haney, thank you for joining us. Anthony Melchiori from Absolute Law in studio right now. This is your opportunity to speak with a lawyer. You got something going on in your life? I love the new line I came up with. Anthony knows the law. You don't. If you need some direction in anything that might be going on in your life, feel free to call us right now. Now's the time, 495-9696. If you don't like talking on the phone, you don't have time to wait, you can text us on the Absolute Law text line, 239-495-9696. We do have some emails as well. Anthony Melchiori, welcome. Welcome back, buddy.
All right, thank you very much. Thanks for having me, and it's real special being back in the studio with my man here, Mark Haney.
Yeah.
The best weatherman, or the anchorman.
Weatherman. But he is a good anchorman.
Yeah.
But it's a pleasure having you. And
I'm just putting you all on notice. If I get an ear infection from wearing Junior's headset here, I'm going to be real upset.
Now, let me ask you, because, you know, he doesn't wash.
I heard this.
So just be aware, because I do have your headphones here that you can use, but you elected to use Junior.
A little assumption of the risk, right? And Junior, those underwear, they're not spiritual. Those are just holes. It doesn't make them holy, all right?
Oh, no, those are my holy underwear, yeah. And by the way, you are going to catch something. You're welcome.
495-9696. The Absolute Law text line is going off the hook right now. Let's start right there. We also have some emails. And again, phone lines are open, 495-9696. For Anthony Melchiori, this one is a hypothetical,
But I guess it can be answered because situations arise. Anthony, did you ever have a family member that wouldn't call you Anthony? They just, you'd Antony?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, all kinds of nicknames. Oh, yeah.
Antony. Mm-hmm. Anthony, if I'm in a public place and a woman is yelling in my face in a threatening manner and then spits, do I have a right to slap or go physically at her?
Oh, man.
I mean, if somebody is getting physical with you, it's a female. It never hit a girl, but...
Yeah.
It's an honest question. It could be anybody. No, you have a right to defend yourself.
Absolutely, and that's what it gets into. So this is a public space, and it sounds like she was yelling. I will just assume this scenario that he did nothing wrong here. And she's yelling at him. So that's not enough there. You're allowed to get into, I mean, at the end of the day, you're allowed to have a heated conversation. But once she spits, that's bodily fluids coming from her.
Isn't that assault?
That would be assault if she missed. It's a battery if it lands on you.
Right. You know, and I want you to discuss this because I remember I was took in college a criminality course, a criminal course, and assault and battery just... threatening you,
yeah,
is an assault.
Correct. Yeah, an assault. There does not have to be any contact. It could put you in a imminent danger of harm. So let's say, and it's all relevant. So if this lady was 4'8" and this guy is 6'7" and she's yelling at him, he's not in fear for his life at that moment, right? Even if she does spit on him, there's only a few things that he could do. I mean, that doesn't clear you to wind up and give her a full punch to the head.
Right, but you have a right to defend yourself.
Correct, and that's pretty... It comes down to more subduing any more threat of violence. So you have to take the... You can't just go full-blown right back. You know, have to neutralize first.
Let me ask you this, because and a lot of people don't understand this. If somebody was coming at you with a knife and you happen to have your handgun with you and you shot them and claimed self-defense, there's the battle. I was always told it's the level of force coming at you that you have to meet it with equal force. So
correct.
If there's a fist fight, you fight with your fist. If a guy's coming at you with a knife and you're defending yourself with another knife, that's self-defense. But if you are going at a guy that wants to go and beat you up and you shoot them, you're at fault. You're using something far above what should be used.
Correct, to some degree. Now, there are circumstances where there could be multiple men. There could be, a huge size difference or something like that. Or there are scenarios where a gun could resolve the issues and you could have that protection of self-defense, and stand your ground laws are very strong in Florida. It's a prima facie case of self-defense that can provide immunity to being charged with battery and whatnot. But you're absolutely right. If someone has a knife 50 feet away from you, you can't pull out a gun and shoot him.
Right. Right.
You're not in imminent threat of harm. And then, of course, there's that equation of you have to meet it with the right amount of force as well.
Yep. Let's go to the phones for Anthony Melchiori. Ahoy, who's this?
Ahoy, Tim.
Tim, you're on with Anthony.
Hey, Tim, how can I help you?
Hey, so I've got a relative that wants to put me on their will, so, you know, God bless them for that, but they have some weird stipulation that there's an asset that they want to give to me solely.
Okay.
But the condition is, unless I go out and get the evil jab and provide proof that I'm fully vaccinated, which I have no intention of doing it.
Even now? Even now?
Yeah, well, I don't know how willing they've been, or watching the news, or just paying attention to what the hell's going on. But
can they go? Can somebody in a will set a stipulation on what somebody gets in a will, doing something physical to their body?
It's their right. I mean, you have to. Yeah, it's
but even from a HIPAA standpoint too. Even how can they force me to prove it?
I mean, they're not an employer or governmental body. They can do whatever they want in their own will. And I mean,
that's true.
Yeah, it's. What's the worst thing that happens if you don't show them proof? You don't get that thing. There's no negative effect to them, right? So, I mean, they're
no.
In the, yeah. I mean, Yeah, I'm not a medical doctor, but they can put what they want for much.
Right,
yeah,
but they can put what they want in the will.
Yeah, pretty much. Unfortunately, there's not much you can do. It's their decision to make any condition precedent.
You know, I made that reference, and it just triggered something in my head about getting jabbed. And it's like even the pandemic has been officially declared over. Do you know, I saw a story today in San Francisco. The mayor in San Francisco has yet to address the new rules and CDC rules now that COVID has been officially no longer a pandemic. They haven't changed their rules yet in San Francisco, that there are still mask mandates still in place in San Francisco. And I was like, are you kidding me?
Well, how about, now the thing is, these ventilators seem to have actually... been a driver in nearing death. But
they're going to be finding out a lot of stuff.
Yeah.
Absolute Law text line. I want to get this one in before I get to the more serious ones, because somebody hears you on the show and knows Junior, I guess, too.
Oh, boy. Well,
hold on. Let me just read this and then feel free to comment. Ahoy, fellas. I used to play on a club lacrosse team with Anthony called the Swamp Hogs.
That's right. Oh, yeah.
And they are hosting a summer pickup game. Can we get a rematch with Junior?
Yeah. Yeah. Time and place. I'm there. Yeah.
I You're will going say. Down, buddy. You're going down.
That is funny.
Oh, man. I love that. All right, how many times? I don't even know if I could do a lap around the field right now.
Junior still couldn't catch you.
No, he still couldn't. Absolute Law text line. And I don't know if this is specific. It's just a straight out question. What is the statute of limitations in the state of Florida?
Oh,
they vary, right?
Yeah, it's specific to whatever cause of action you're looking for and whatnot. So a contract may be different than a crime, may be different than a sexual crime. There's all different
kinds of statute of limitations. And with murder, there's no statute of limitations.
Well.
I'll go to another one here. Let's go to I got emails here, too, that have been sitting for 2 weeks. Let me get these out of the way. Email for Anthony Melchiori, by the way, 495-9696. Anthony, I have a question about a hotel refund. I booked a hotel online and declined the refund policy. It was my understanding if I did not make the trip for some reason, I was responsible for the cost of the room. That's fine. But I did make the trip, and upon arriving at the hotel, I saw it was not what I was expecting. It was in a bad part of town, it did not feel safe, and the facility was filthy. I called the same booking site and asked if they could change my hotel for me. They did, and even called the first hotel in order to cancel. But the on-site management of the first hotel refused to refund my money, and I was left paying for two hotels in the same town, booked by the same online company. In this case, should I have gotten a refund on the first room?
I mean, so you have the ability to do your own due diligence. So there's an argument for them to make that you could have Googled us. You probably could have found us on Google Earth.
What if you go into another city? I mean, this is not something that might be down the street. This might be in another state.
Mm-hmm.
You have no way to go and do due diligence to find out if you're going to go into a flea bag.
I mean, it comes down to you can challenge it, but that's tough. It would almost be like that third party that you were going through, almost their responsibility to make you aware of all these things since you're using their resources and taking their word for whatever quality hotel it said it was. You know, I think the issue is more with them than the actual hotel itself. That hotel looks at it as they paid for their room. They didn't check off the refundable extra $20.
This person's going to have to eat it.
Yeah.
Okay.
And if you want to take it up, I think it would be more with the booking company. Than, yeah, exactly.
Gotcha. Absolute Law. Text number 495-9696 and the phone lines, line one, for Anthony Melchiori. Ahoy, who's this?
This is Robert.
Robert, you're on with Anthony.
What's going on, Robert?
Hey, I've seen these commercials for the title lock for your home. Are you familiar with that?
Not exactly.
Yeah. It's not LifeLock. It's Tidal Lock.
Yeah.
Oh. Yeah. Tell me if this, and again, I don't know about companies, but it's one of those things. So somebody doesn't go and steal your title and sell your home.
Yeah.
And correct. you don't even know about it.
Yeah. Okay. Go ahead.
Is that for real? I mean, if somebody was to do that, were you actually be responsible if the bank's the one that fell for it?
Yeah. So
can they really do that?
I know what you're thinking, and I've thought the same thing. How can my house be sold from under me without me knowing because somebody went and did a little title thing with the bank and the bank didn't even bother to check it out?
Yeah. So essentially, I've never seen it happen in real life yet. There are the law school cases that we do learn about these issues. And I will say, I mean, it's out there. It does happen. It doesn't happen often, but it's always good to have extra protections. As far as if they take full responsibility, if it continues to happen after you sign up with them, that's going to be between whatever policy and whatever writing you have with that company. So I don't know enough as to let you know if there's full protections there or if all of the liability goes on them at that point.
Well, I didn't know if you even needed that, because if it happened, wouldn't the bank be the one that made the mistake? I had nothing to do with it, right?
Yes. It depends on the circumstances, because it could come down to the bank. It could come down to the previous owner, could have come down to the actual transaction itself where something was missing or it wasn't totally accurate or included all of the proper wording that it needed. And then maybe you didn't have a full title. You only had color of title, and the color of title, that's a legal term, meaning that you don't have the full complete one. And there may be somebody out there with a better title than yours, and that's where the issues come up. So, I mean, these are...
So, but it does happen.
It does happen. It's crazy to even think about, but it does happen. And, I mean, it's terrible when it does, and it's a big fight and a battle that
see,
can
I'm
be
with
costly,
you, buddy. But... I think the bank should be the one that you're you dummy bank. You're the one that did it.
Right.
I agree with you.
Yeah.
Okay, thank you.
Appreciate the call.
Yeah, that's a crazy
495-9696. Absolute Law text line for Anthony Melchiori. Anthony, my neighbor's tree fell on my fence during Hurricane Ian. They say they are not responsible for the repair. I say they are. They have no homeowner's insurance.
Oh.
How can you not have... Okay, never mind. That's not...
Uh-oh. You may have heard this term on the show before. I don't know. Have I ever said force majeure?
Yeah, you've used it a few times.
Unfortunately, it wasn't your neighbor that went out there and pushed the tree over onto your fence. You know, it came down to it was an act of God. It was the storm. Unfortunately, you just put it in writing yourself that it was the storm.
Yeah.
But it comes down to it's one of those things where he's not totally responsible. It could have been something to deal with their homeowners. Unfortunately, it's something that your homeowners is probably going to be there to take care of since you do have homeowners. Other than that, I mean, unless it was a tree that you gave them notice months ahead of time that, hey, this tree's rotten, it's about to fall, can you take care of this? And they didn't do something before the storm.
Right.
Then you get into the negligent, you look at it from the negligent point of view. But if it's just from the storm, it's not going to be their responsibility.
Anthony, I got another email coming up here, and it's regarding an HOA, and that just triggered something in my head about the HOA that where I live. And tell me, how can they do this? Thank God I was not affected by it. Where I live, the housing development that is covered by the HOA, there's a lot of houses.
Okay.
And after Ian came through, the HOA announced that with insurance and all that stuff, that certain areas of my complex were suddenly, out of the blue, in a flood zone. And that the homeowners in the community were going to have to require flood insurance. Some didn't, some were required, which caused a big thing with our HOA of how come this person across the street doesn't have to have flood insurance and I do. And it was getting nasty. But they put out periodically an HOA letter for the community, and suddenly, just out of the blue, they go and they say, oh, we have looked at the flood zones, and now
nobody is going to get their flood insurance. How can an HOA go and make an announcement that you're in a flood zone and then you got to carry flood insurance and then but 5 months later say, well, after further discussion, you don't have to carry flood insurance. Suppose somebody already got it.
Yeah, no, and I mean, it comes down to, I mean, we just went through Hurricane Ian, hopefully a storm once every, people say 100, I'm hoping it's 1,000 years, right? But they are changing the flood zones pretty much in our whole area. There's adjustments being made. And unfortunately, it doesn't come down to, I think the rule should be if your house flooded in Ian, you need flood insurance. If your house didn't flood in Ian, you don't need
fair
it.
Fair enough.
Unfortunately, that's not how it works. I don't think it's the HOA making these decisions. I think they're just following the new zoning and they're just relaying the message. I don't think they would have the authority or anything like that to make any announcements such as that other than just relaying it to the members of the HOA. As far as if you already paid for it,
right.
It stinks, but at the same time,
covered.
It's not at the fault of the HOA, and it's probably best to just always have it. If it's, especially if you're not in a flood zone, it'll be cheaper.
Interestingly, and I don't know how flood zones are drawn up, but I used to years ago, back in the 90s, I owned a house in San Carlos Park.
Mm-hmm.
And I would say for 15 years, I had that house, and it was well above flood zone state. Never had to have flood insurance. And then 1 year they said, guess what? You've been rezoned and you gotta you gotta have flood insurance. And I'm like, how could I live in the same place for 15 years? Storms go through and now suddenly you tell me I need flood insurance.
Yeah, I don't know how it works, to be honest with you. And I'm wondering the same thing, especially because I've warned the listeners here a couple times now, like, you need to start budgeting and considering what's going to happen when your homeowner's insurance increases. I mean, I've heard of thousands of dollars increasing. And we're talking $5,000, $6,000. That's another $500 a month that you need to have in your budget. That's scary for a lot of people. And, I mean, that's only the homeowners. These flood insurances, if you're in a flood zone, that's going to go up too.
Yep.
And these monthly expenses are going to get a lot more than what they were. So be prepared for it.
Let me squeeze one more in here. Absolute Law text line. Anthony, hypothetically, a friend of mine has a bench warrant for his arrest from traffic violations and missed his arraignment.
Oh.
What should I do before turning himself in? Or what should he do before turning himself in? Well, the text you're corrected, too.
Yeah. So there's different ways to go about it. I mean, you get pulled over.
They're going to find
right
you.
Right now,
you're gone.
You don't have a choice. They're taking you in. I don't think anyone should ever be out there with a bench warrant. You just never know when.
So what do you do?
So, I mean, there are ways. You could call my office at 239-ANTHONY. We could give you a little bit more detail, tell you, kind of go into how you can surrender yourself and do it so that you go there in the morning. Maybe you don't even have to spend the night.
Right.
You can be seen in front of a judge that same day, and then hopefully you'll get a decent
But if that's
bond,
the case, if they are sitting with a bench warrant, they can call you, and you can at least point them in the right direction of what they need to do.
Yeah, we can
and be
see
there
what
to guide them.
Yeah, absolutely. That's something that we can help out with and give some advice to. So just give us a call, 239-ANTHONY. And
you are available 24/7. And I know that for a fact.
Yeah, that's right. Oh, yeah.
That's something you pride yourself on.
Now, it is.
Now, granted, you might be in court. You might be in the shower getting ready in the morning, and you won't respond within, 20 seconds. Yeah. But rest assured, you will get a response from you.
Absolutely. Yeah. And I'll tell you, 2 weekends in a row now, I got a call on the golf course, and it's not my fault I shoot over 100. It's because I stop and take calls.
It kind of throws you off.
Yeah, yeah. That's what we're going with, at least.
Every single Tuesday here on the Stan and Haney Show, it's Anthony Melchiori from Absolute Law. If you need to get a hold of him, 239-ANTHONY, 24/7, because a lot of times somebody will wind up being in a place and they don't have access to their cell phone, and they need a number that they can get right off the top of their head.
That's
and
right.
That would be to you.
Yep, 239-ANTHONY, 239-268-4669.
Anthony Melchior, thank you. Yeah,
thank you guys for having me. Haney, always a pleasure.
Yes. Man. We're going to be back. Stan and Haney, 96 K-Rock.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.
Garrett, Hawaii 5-0.
Batman.
Kojak.
Frank Cannon.
Jim Rock.
Rick Stan here.
This is 86 calling control.
I'm Mark Haney.
John Robinson commanding.
Are you finished?
Stan and Haney. 96 J-Rock.
Hey, everybody.
God.
Stan and Haney. Tuesday edition. We're going to give you your first look at traffic here. News headlines, 4 o'clock fluffer, your emails. Ooh, we got some good ones. In 30 minutes. Against Junior. They don't like him. They hate him.
Yeah.
And in about 30 minutes, we're going to play Stan's Name That Movie, 5 movie clips. Today's category, interrogation.
Oh.
Interrogation.
Well,
these are interrogation scenes in movies. Now, it could be with the police. It could be amongst two people. Your job is to identify the film.
Mm-hmm.
You guys have partaken in that activity before.
Yes, with one gentleman who's no longer with us by the name of Fat Tony. I used to love it. Love it. But those are... That's yesteryear. That's yesteryear.
Yes.
Where I would tell the owner of the strip club to leave the office, tell me where the lamp is, and then I'd sit in that dark office, and Fat Tony would waddle in there. It's dark in here. And then I'd click that light in his face. And I had his money, because we were paid in cash in those days for appearances.
Yep.
What'd you do to deserve this money? Do you think you... deserve this money? And then he'd be all backpedaling. I said, all I do is see you standing around the girls, and you didn't greet a single person that came in here. You didn't go and help out on any of this stuff. You didn't hand out a t-shirt.
Gosh.
And then after a few minutes, I'd just go and throw the money on the floor and tell them to pick it up.
That's real life.
Those were the days. Traffic brought to you by Firehouse Subs. 4 Lee County locations, Fort Myers and Cape Coral. We will start in Port Charlotte, where there is a crash. El Jobin Road westbound at Biscayne Drive. One westbound lane is blocked if you're up there in Port Charlotte. Lehigh Acres, crash. Lee Boulevard and Bella Court. And down in Collier County, Golden Gate, crash. Immokalee Road and Oaks Boulevard. And you are up to date. Another traffic update for you in about 30 minutes. Coming up in less than 1 hour, it'll be the news. And every day at this time, we bring you today's headlines. And they're brought to you by Rubenstein Law, 1-800-FL-LEGAL. Also open on weekends. Coming up in less than 1 hour, we will have some things for you you did not know. There is actually, we were talking earlier during the local beat about the guy in the back of the Uber. There is now some competition. Uber and Lyft have another company getting into the mix. We'll tell you about that. It's a little different. Drew Carey, good guy Drew Carey, is buying dinner for all the striking riders. They got to have a place to eat there. They can't eat. And so he's paying the tab at the Bob's Big Boy in Burbank.
I don't like it.
No, I don't either. Although I wish that we could still have a Bob's Big Boy
here.
Yeah.
But we'll pay their own way.
Yeah, we'll pay our own way. We'll have to come out of our own pocket. Except Junior would expect it for free.
Well, yeah.
Woody Allen. You haven't heard that name lately since he's 87 years old. Woody Allen saved somebody's life.
What?
Yeah, I'll give you the details in less than an hour.
Oh, God, it be made up.
It's not made up. Haney and I know this. If you listen to a good country and western song, sometimes they might be a little controversial. Deal with
and western.
Yes, country. Espousal abuse, rape and incest. Like Conway, I can tell you've never been this far before.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, and the girl's 15.
Yeah.
And he's Conway Twitty.
Yeah.
I'm going to give you the list of the 10 most controversial country songs of all time.
Well,
some of them are pretty horrific. I'm not kidding you. Memorial Day weekend. The worst time to drive for Memorial Day? Well, I'll tell you what it is. The time that you want to hit the road will be the worst time.
Yeah.
And by the way, we're still several days away from the Memorial Day weekend, and they are already predicting an airline mess for traveling. Get ready. Thousands of flights canceled, airports not being able to meet all the demand. And you know what Pete Buttigieg is doing? Nothing.
No.
I mean, they are already, this is not getting any better. This is not being solved. Holidays are supposed to be fun, and every major holiday now turns into a nightmare for travelers. Meanwhile, Pete Buttigieg is going to tell you what kind of music he likes to listen to in the shower.
God.
Come on. A poll found making friends gets easier with age.
Oh, really?
That's debatable. It's debatable with you.
No, no.
And Junior, you got any friends?
Currently, no.
But
with age.
Hey. Rog.
Roger's got friends. He's in our inner circle.
Yeah.
I have a few friends. I disagree with this friends with age thing, though.
That's what they say.
Ridiculous. That's
details in less than an hour. How many friends you got?
I already answered your question.
What?
I said zero.
Oh. He ain't lying.
No.
Yeah, ask me again in 10 minutes. The answer will still be the same.
Question. To all of our married couples out there, is it better for your marriage to have a joint bank account or separate?
Oh.
I will tell you how it's done in Stan's household. A study found we had a great time one time when we went to the Naples Zoo with a bunch of our listeners.
Yeah.
But the zoo didn't like us down there, but we had a great time.
Yeah.
Keep in
probably
mind,
too good of a time.
Well, a study was done of zoo animals. And I will tell you the animals that look forward to us coming to the zoo.
Uh-huh.
Details in less than an hour. Yeah. They actually want us to come to the zoo.
Yep.
Real show animals.
Yep. Some kids stole two cars, then their guardian picked them up in another stolen car.
Okay. Go ahead.
I'll have these stories and much, much more coming your way in less than an hour. with the news. Laughter is very important. Laughter, can we? Thank you. Thank you. And it's all about the timing of that. It's key. It's key. Honey, I'm home.
Hi.
What are you wearing there? Is that a bikini top you got on there? Very attractive.
You all better start respecting me.
Why's she wearing a bikini top?
Because she wants to, you know, look. She's got a nice suntan and, you know, and don't ever be a roller coaster. I'll tell you that much, though.
Oh, yeah.
Don't ever be a roller coaster.
Okay, what?
Never be a roller coaster.
Told you in the headlines
mm-hmm.
that as you get older, it's easier, they say, to make friends.
Yeah.
That's a bunch of BS. Right, yeah. Junior?
Yeah, man. Yeah, definitely.
Here's today's list of the top ways to know a friend really is a friend.
Top ways to know a friend really is a friend.
All right, don't check them all off.
Yeah, I wouldn't.
Top
know.
Ways to you wouldn't because you don't have any friends. Top ways to know a friend is really a friend. They give you their unused opioids.
Oh, don't. Yeah, that's low.
Come on.
No, he's not doing it because that was low.
They give you their unused opioids.
Thank you.
They can talk to the ugly one so you can hit on the hot one. That's a friend. Will you hit the thing?
Bam!
Thank you. They lie to the police about your whereabouts last night.
Oh, that's close.
That wasn't that bad, was it?
Pretty good.
Thank you, Raj. Annie and I know this for a fact. How do you know a friend's really a friend? They act like there's nothing wrong with you, even though you have red hair. Because I'm going to tell you right now, they're different.
Yes. Yes. Yes, we.
Yeah. Their reaction to your rattlesnake bite? Where do I need to suck? Will you hit the thing?
Wow.
Well, I'm asking you for timing here. They not only try your homemade beer, they act like it's good. Will you hit the...
Hold my beer.
The thing.
Almost. There it is. Comedy's all about timing.
They help... Yes! They help you retrieve an ear pod from the porta potty.
What?
An ear pod.
What?
Ear pod.
I never heard.
Well...
Oh, God.
Top ways to know a friend's really a friend. They have sex with you.
Oh, God.
And finally, the top way to know a friend is really a friend. Duh. They help you move.
Yep.
Years of blah blah blah, and where has that led?
Elvis has left the building.
That's it, baby.
Junior helps you move as a friend, and then takes half the stuff home and tries to sell it.
Yeah, dude. Yeah. Thanks for that.
Email ahoy at stanandhaney.com.
What?
Ahoy. At stanandhaney.com.
Okay, okay.
This is from G. Ahoy, gents. Very disappointing yesterday to hear Junior's little free sub incident.
Oh, God.
Oh, cry me a river.
Great opportunity for Junior maybe to mingle with some people, grow his brand. But unfortunately, he'll never learn and should just take his childbearing hips right out the door at this point. Sign G.
Childbearing hips.
It's ridiculous.
Yeah. This is from our friend Heidi.
Heidi.
Ahoy, gentlemen. Heidi here, and I'm so glad to say gentlemen. I have been praying for Haney since it happened, and it is so good to hear your voice, Haney. You keep getting better and better.
Thank you.
That having been said, do we really need Junior there anymore? I used to think it was an act. Is he really that pathetic? He should not be included in the word talent.
Oh, wow.
Well, you're looking at a whole lot of talent right here.
Surely Roger can pick up the slack now that Haney's there a little more often. I'm sorry, Junior. You make my skin crawl. Love you guys, and I'm praying for the both of you. You know, Stan, I'm not sure Junior wasn't a part of your heart attack. Signed, Heidi.
Yeah. I agree with you.
Yeah. Wow.
Are they really just all about me?
No, not all of them. Most of them.
We don't have an update from Scatter in the Northern Roads or anything.
This is a good one. Stick pin. This is from David from Tibshelf, Derbyshire, England. Ahoy, gentlemen. We were recently celebrating my daughter's second year birthday and had a flashback to when my wife was in labor and we were asked, what would you like to play on the Bluetooth to help you relax, ma'am? Within seconds, my wife said, Stan and Haney. It was the most surreal moment of my life. Hope this story amuses you, as I have been meaning to send you this and tell you this for the last 2 years. I have been listening since the early 2000s, even from across the pond, and I can't wait to come back someday to Florida to introduce my little one to the Southwest Florida lifestyle. Keep up the good work, David from Tibshelf, Derbyshire.
Tibshelf.
Thank you for that.
I will get the stick pin going.
All right. This is from our, from our buddy Eddie. Ahoy, men. Way back in the early 1970s, we lived in Houston, Texas. At least twice a year, my grandmother would come out for a visit. On one such visit, she wasn't too far in the door when I asked her, when are you leaving? I thought my mom was going to blow a gasket. After a smack over the head, she explained to me that you do not ask when company is leaving. You ask, how long are you planning to stay? That lesson has stuck with me for over 50 years. So with that in mind, I will ask, Junior, how long are you staying? Our best wishes to Haney's voice, Stan's heart, and thanks for all you guys do. Signed, Eddie.
Yes. Yes.
Good setup, yeah.
When we come back, chance for you to win as we play Stan's Name That Movie. The topic, interrogation. Stan and Haney, 96 K-Rock.
Stan and Haney. 96 K-Rock.
How can anyone take that? Stan and Haney. That is just such mind-numbing. Tuesday afternoon, we're going to get you updated on traffic. Then we're going to play Stan's Name That Movie, chance to win some prizes. I'll go over those prizes in a second. Half hour away from news. Traffic brought to you by Firehouse Subs, four Lee County locations, Fort Myers, Cape Carl. We will start in Fort Myers. Jeez. Hit and run. Summerlin Road and College Parkway. Also, Fort Myers. Crash. Daniels Parkway and Burnwood Lane. Collier County. Golden Gate. Crash. 4900 block of Golden Gate Parkway. And you are up to date. Another traffic update for you right before the news. Stan's Name That Movie. Five movie clips. Thank you, Raj, for putting phones on lockdown. They will be released after we play the first movie clip. Your job, be the first person to identify the film. Up for grabs. We got some new prizes added for this segment. Prizes are limited, but we do have a nice selection of prizes. We have tickets to go see your very own Mighty Muscles baseball team right here. You pick the game you want to go to. You want to go to a weekend game? You want to go to a weeknight game? You want to go to a fireworks game? Pick your game. We'll give you a couple of tickets. One of the best places to get a burger around here is Culver's. I have a Be Our Guest certificate to Culver's. What does that include? What does a Be Our Guest certificate include?
What?
Two concrete mixers. Two regular value baskets at any Culver's location.
You're going to love it if you've not been. And those of you that know about it, you know how good it is. Also have a gift card to Z's Music Kitchen. And we have freshly made, thanks to Buddy Taylor over at Gator Hammock. You've seen his products all over the place. We have Stan and Haney Baba Koo Saw. Those are your prizes. Your job, identify the film. The category, interrogation. Here's movie clip number one. Name the movie, win a prize.
There's no smoking in this building, Miss Trammell. Would you tell us the nature of your relationship with Mr. Boz?
He gave me a lot of pleasure.
You ever engage in any sadomasochistic activity?
Exactly what did you have in mind, Mr. Corelli? I don't make any rules. I go with the flow.
Did you kill Mr. Boz, Mr. Trammell?
I'd have to be pretty stupid to write a book about killing and then kill somebody the way I described it in my book. I'd be announcing myself as the killer. But the answer is no. I didn't kill him.
Do you use drugs, Miss Trammell? What kind of drugs?
Cocaine. Have you ever f***ed on cocaine, Nick?
Name the movie. Phone lines are released. 495-9696. First person to identify that film wins a prize. Ahoy, who's this?
This is Josh.
Josh, can you name the movie?
Basic Instinct.
It is Basic Instinct. You are correct. What would you like?
What you got? I'm sorry, I didn't hear everything.
Mighty Muscles, Culver's, Z's Music Kitchen, Stan and Haney, Baba Koo Saw.
Papa Kusa.
You got it, buddy. Hold the line. Line one, Rutch. Interrogation. Getting information out of somebody. You want the answers. Movie clip number two. Name. One of my favorites. Name the movie.
Is it safe?
Yes, it's safe. It's very safe. It's so safe you wouldn't believe it.
Is it safe?
No, it's not safe. It's very dangerous. Be careful.
No, I should think it would. Should take better care of your teeth. You have quite a cavity here. Is it safe?
Look, I tell you, I can't do it.
You think he knows?
Of course he knows he's being very stubborn.
Oh, please. Hey.
He's still...
No.
No.
It's okay.
Huh?
Is it not remarkable? Simple oil of cloves, and how amazing the results. Life can be that simple. Relief, discomfort. Now, which of these I next apply? That decision is in your hands. So, take your time.
Name the movie. I played the abbreviated version. 495-9696. Ahoy, who's this?
It's Dustin.
Dustin, can you name that movie?
It's Marathon Man.
You better believe it's Marathon Man. Dustin Hoffman and Laurence Olivier as the dentist Zell. What would you like?
Let's go with Culver's, please.
You're going to love it. You're going to get a BR guest certificate to Culver's. Hold the line. Just like that. Is this safe? Is this safe? Is it safe? The thing is, and I don't know that I'm spoiling it for anybody because the movie is about 50 years old. Dustin Hoffman, he knew nothing. He would have talked. He didn't know anything.
Well, great. You ruined the whole movie for me.
Yeah. Well, if you haven't seen that movie by now, first of all, it would impress me if you saw that movie. It would show that you had a little bit of culture. But you probably haven't seen the movie.
No, I haven't.
No.
And
no.
The only one
so
who.
So I'm just uncultured swine then.
Roy Scheider knew whether it was safe or not. But he got knifed.
Great. I can't watch it now. It's been ruined.
Movie clip number three. It's all about interrogation. Name the movie. Win a prize.
You wanted me. Here I am.
I wanted to see what you'd do. And you didn't disappoint. You let five people die. Then you let Dent take your place. Even to a guy like me, that's cold.
Where's Dent?
Those mob fools want you gone so they can get back to the way things were. But I know the truth. There's no going back. You've changed things. Forever.
Then why do you want to kill me?
I don't want to kill you. What would I do without you? Go back to ripping off mob dealers? No, no. No. No, you. You complete me.
You're garbage. You kills for money.
Don't talk like one of them. You're not. Even if you'd like to be. To them, you're just a freak. Like me. They need you right now. When they don't, they'll cast you out. Like a leper. You see, their morals, their code. It's a bad joke. You've dropped at the first sign of trouble. They're only as good as the world allows them to be. I'll show you. When the chips are down, these civilized people, they'll eat each other. See, I'm not a monster. I'm just ahead of the curve.
Name the movie. Junior knows that one.
Why so serious?
Oh, he knows that. He's a very cultured man.
Yeah.
Name the movie. Win a prize. Ahoy, who's this?
This is Pete.
Pete, name the movie.
The Dark Side?
No. Close, but no. Ahoy, who's this?
Mark, ahoy.
Mark, name the movie.
The Joker.
No. It is not. You know, there are so many in that franchise of...
Yeah. There's three.
Name the movie. Ahoy, who's this?
Mike.
Mike, name it.
Dark Knight.
It is the Dark Knight. You are absolutely correct. What would you like?
What you got left?
Muddy Muscles, Z's Music Kitchen, and Stan and Haney, Baba Kusaw.
Mighty Muscles.
You got it, buddy. Hold on. Get to pick your game. Movie clip number 4. It's interrogation time. Your job, name the movie. Let's see who is being interrogated in this clip. And then you tell me the movie. Here you go.
I'm just curious. I saw you shuffling your checks with your right hand. Can you do that with both hands?
No.
Can't do it with both hands?
No, sir.
Can you do it with your left hand?
Oh, I never tried.
So you're right?
Yeah.
No! No! Ah! 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 Now you're going to have to learn with your left hand. All right, I'm going to give you a choice. You can either have the money and the hammer, or you can walk out of here. You can't have both. What do you want?
I just want to get out of here.
And don't forget to tell your friends what happens if they around here. You understand?
I'm sorry, I made a bad mistake.
You're right you made a bad mistake. Because if you come back here, we catch either one, we're going to break your heads and you won't walk out of here. You see that saw? We're going to use it. You don't around in this place. You got it?
Yeah.
Get out of here.
Thank you.
Throw him out in the alley and just tell the cops you got hit by a car.
Name the movie. Win a prize. It's as simple as that. Ahoy, who's this?
Arnold.
Oh, hi, Arnold. How are you?
I'm good.
Are you sure? Everything good?
Yes.
All right, Arnold. Just checking. Can you name the movie?
Serpico.
No. Thank you, Al.
Wow.
Ahoy, who's this?
This is Jennifer.
Jennifer, will you do me a favor and turn your radio down?
Yes, yes, absolutely.
Thank you. Put out that smoke, too.
Yes, sir. Is it better?
Yes, it is much better. Thank you. Can you name the movie?
Casino with Robert De Niro.
It is Casino. You are absolutely correct. What would you like?
Oh, what were the options again? I'm sorry.
All right. I have Z's Music Kitchen. I have Stan and Haney, Baba Kusaw, and I have Mighty Muscles.
Baba Kusaw.
You got it. Hold on. Darling. See, she was, turn the radio down and put the smoke out.
Yeah.
everything's good. Ooh, and I didn't tell her to put down the drink.
Yeah. Yeah.
Tell her just put the smoke out. I didn't want any fire starting when she was going to be getting a prize. Our last movie is the easiest, if those weren't easy enough. Interrogation. Interrogation takes on various forms. Various reasons. Name this movie. It's so easy, a monkey could name it. Right, Junior?
name this movie and win a prize. Here you go.
Looks like me and Vincent caught you boys at breakfast. Sorry about that. What'd you have it?
Hamburgers.
Hamburgers! The cornerstone of any nutritious breakfast. What kind of hamburgers?
Cheeseburgers.
No. Where'd you get them? McDonald's, Wendy's, Jack in the Box, where?
Big Kahuna Burger.
Big Kahuna Burger. That's that Hawaiian burger joint. I hear they got some tasty burgers. I ain't never had one myself. How are they?
They're good.
You mind if I try one of yours? This is yours here, right?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. This is a tasty burger. Vincent, you ever had a Big Kahuna Burger? Want a bite? They're real tasty.
Ain't hungry.
Well, if you like burgers, give them a try sometime. Me? I can't usually get them because my girlfriend's a vegetarian, which pretty much makes me a vegetarian. But I do love the taste of a good burger. Mmm. You know what they call a quarter pounder with cheese in France?
No.
Tell them, Vincent.
Royale with cheese.
Royale with cheese. You know why they call it that?
Because of the metric system?
Check out the big brain on bread.
Name the movie. And win a prize. Ahoy, who's this? Ahoy, who's this?
This is Joel.
Hey, Joel, can you name the movie?
Pulp Fiction.
Yeah, of course it's Pulp Fiction. Of course it is. I've got Baba Kusaw, Z's Music Kitchen, or Mighty Muscle tickets.
I'll try the Baba Kusaw.
You're going to love it. Hold the line. Haney, outro, please. Because that concludes today's edition of Stan's Name That Movie. Tune in next week where I'll try to think of some other category and hopefully we'll have some new prizes and it'll be fun for everybody. From Radio City in Estero, this is Stan speaking.
North Richland Hills 911.
That's it.
Hello?
This is Freddie Wilhite.
How can I help you?
I shot my wife in the stomach with 38.
What address are you at?
8432.
Is she still there?
Yeah, she's lying on the floor.
And what is your name?
Freddie Wilhite.
Where's the gun at?
What?
Where's the gun?
It's in the closet.
What is her name?
Donna.
Is there anybody else there with you?
No.
Okay. Why did you do this?
She enticed me, and she would ridicule me throughout my lifetime.
Okay, and you're at 8432 Gifford?
That's it, baby.
Okay, I'm going to get somebody out there. Where in the house are you right now?
Well, I'm in the dining room. I don't know if she's dead or not.
How long ago did this happen?
A few minutes.
Okay.
They're saying
he shot her.
He's
still holding the gun on her.
I'll see if she's alive.
Sir?
You alive?
You there?
I'm here. Sir, I'm here.
I think she's dead.
Okay. Is there anybody else in the house with you?
No. I'm peaceable. It's okay.
Okay, sir, it's okay. I understand. I've got help coming up there. I just want to stay on the line with you until they get there.
Okay. And then I'll go down.
I'm sorry?
I'll go down.
Okay.
Okay, you all right?
The radio miracle so powerful it can strip paint. It's so gentle it's been approved by the FDA for use in baby food. Stan and Haney on 96 K-Rock.
Good old Freddie Wilhite.
A man of the people.
Well, he was, you know, she ridiculed him for life, his adult life. Yeah.
He's peaceful, though.
He's peaceful. He'll go down. He even checked to make sure she was dead. You alive or you dead? Think she's dead. Yeah.
I didn't notice that until now when you just played that. I'm used to the drop of, are you alive? I didn't know he also added, or dead?
Oh, yeah. He had to ask
you
her.
Alive or dead?
He had to wait for an answer. She's dead. I'll go down. Traffic. Traffic brought to you by Firehouse Subs. Four Lee County locations, Fort Myers and Cape Coral. Now, I see with this half hour's traffic, there's one thing on the board. That's what has been reported to us. As I was discussing with Junior, there are probably a lot more things going on that just haven't gotten to us yet. And going home, I'll be smack dab in the middle of it. Estero, disabled vehicle, Corkscrew Road and Grand Oak Shops Boulevard. That's what I've got. You're up to date. One more traffic update for you in about 30 minutes, give or take. News is brought to you by Jason and Todd at the Diamond District. And it starts right now. Good afternoon. This is the news for today, Tuesday, May 23rd, double M, double X, triple I. Sitting in for Mark Haney, my name is Stan. Hi.
Hello.
How are you?
All right.
Here are some things you didn't know. When you're just like Haney, when you're sitting there with those headphones on, stop keeping your ear cup right by the microphone when you're not addressing the mic. This is stuff that does... I've turned you down.
Oh, all right.
This is stuff that I shouldn't have to tell you. Just, really. You agree with me, Raj?
Say what?
No, yeah, I definitely agree with you.
Yeah. Let's see. Things you didn't know. And it's completely understandable that you acted like that, Raj, because human brains are predisposed towards distraction. That is the human brain nature.
Yeah, that's my whole life.
The average brain on a human being wanders for an average of 47% of the day. Asking somebody to concentrate and do something, it's a hard task for the human brain.
You're telling me, buddy.
Because almost half the time it wants to wander. How powerful and how massive is our sun? The sun makes up 99.9% of the mass of the entire solar system. All of the planets, moons, asteroids, and comets make up the other 0.1%. That's how massive it is. I'll ask both of you this question. You know, various sayings have certain meanings, where they came from. When someone uses the phrase, hands down, where do you think that comes from? Hands down.
I don't know.
Well, I'll tell you, hands down that.
From the poker tables.
Good guess.
All right.
Comes from horse racing.
Hmm.
If a jockey was so far in the lead, he could drop his hands and loosen the reins. It meant he was winning hands down.
Hmm.
Interesting. The Mona Lisa. I've seen it in person. It is the most famous painting in the Louvre, but not the best painting in the Louvre.
Pretty boring from what
you
tell us.
By far. The Mona Lisa was stolen from the Louvre in Paris in August of 1911. An Italian guy stole it. And it wasn't recovered until December of 1913. Over 2 years, it was missing.
That's what helped make it the most famous painting in the world.
Where did they find it?
Well, he stole it. They found where he, they captured him. Here's the interesting thing about it. They don't know for 100% certainty that the Mona Lisa hanging in the Louvre now is the original.
Really?
Yeah, they don't know.
Huh.
There's always been a rumor and talk. I think it's been settled in probably the last decade that, yeah, it pretty much is because they can see the work that's underneath it. But before all the technology came and they just, you know, said, oh, we've got the Mona Lisa back. Let's hang it back up. They weren't sure.
This guy's got a great name. Vincenzo Perugia.
Also, there are students that also painted the Mona Lisa. Go do a search on other people that painted the Mona Lisa that were taking art classes at the same time. Here is something to ponder. Because I was always told, and I'm about ready to tell you the same thing, that the Baby Ruth candy bar was not named after Babe Ruth. It was named after President Grover Cleveland's daughter, Ruth. That is pretty well established. Or is it? The people behind Baby Ruth candy bars claim they weren't named after Babe Ruth, that they were named after President Grover Cleveland's daughter, Ruth. But why? Really? You see, Ruth died from diphtheria 17 years before the candy bar even came out. More and more people are saying it is Babe Ruth. And not Grover Cleveland's daughter nearly two decades earlier.
Maybe it was a way to honor her and remember her.
Well, that's the story they want you to believe. Yeah. Get ready. There is a new ride-sharing app that is a little different. They plan to compete with Uber and Lyft. It's called Black Wolf.
Hell yeah.
You know what differs with them and the two others?
What?
The driver of your vehicle will be armed with a gun.
Oh.
The founder says it's a necessary evil.
That makes it exciting.
Yeah, right?
Well, you're not going to mess with them.
Right.
This is... I don't know if this is a joke or not, and there's beliefs on both sides because it went viral. A hospital worker posted a photo from a break room at a hospital where people were being charged $2 to use the microwave, and they could also order a monthly pass for $30.
What?
Mm-hmm. Hospital break room.
Too much salmon and broccoli.
That would be like Beasley's with their 200-watt microwaves in here. They don't heat much of anything unless you leave them on for a day. Charging you to heat up your soup. Heat up that slice of pizza.
You know how much it costs to get an energy drink out of one of those? $5.
Huh? Times have changed.
The sodas now are up to $2.50.
Times have changed.
Yeah, it's
I
crazy.
I can get one easier at the cheaper at the convenience store.
Oh yeah,
yeah. Well, they're 50 cents, aren't they?
Well, I mean the fountain ones, but even like the bottles are cheaper than.
Yeah, it's cheaper to just pick up a whole case.
And I don't know if you guys know this, but you know they offer coffee here, but I bring mine from home.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They have a nice dripper.
The only time that I smell coffee here is when it's burning down in the other hall, mm-hmm. then someone leaves the thing on.
Could solve the problems with a Keurig in there.
Yeah.
Make everybody happy.
It's not in the budget, Stan.
I know.
Wishful thinking, though.
Yep.
There's a story going around. A man was declared unfit to drive by police at, during a court hearing in Belgium. 30 minutes after being convicted, he caused an accident in the court's parking lot. just saying. Drew Carey is footing the bill for striking writers to eat for free at two restaurants. Bob's Big Boy in Burbank and Swinger's Diner in L.A. All they have to do is show their Writers Guild of America card. His offer lasts until the strike ends. It's dine-in only and includes the tip.
Wow, Drew.
They're just going to keep the strike going now because they get free food.
Well, Drew also supported the writers during the strike of 2007 to 2008 by buying them lunch.
Well, the price is right. I tell you what, is that Swinger's Cafe that was mentioned? Is that the cafe from the movie Swinger?
I bet you it might be.
That'd be cool. I'd go to that.
I'd like to go back to a Bob's Big Boy.
I miss the big boys. That didn't sound right.
Oh, I bet you do.
Shut
pal.
Up, Junior.
Jeez. You got to take it right to the gutter, don't you?
Yeah, I do. Miss them big boys.
You don't hear much about Woody Allen anymore. You know why? He's 87 years old. But he saved somebody's life. And to call him a hero. Woody was eating at a Manhattan restaurant the other day with a friend named Andrew Stein, who started choking on a piece of pork. Woody snapped into action and saved the day. Stein says, quote, "It really was like a scene from one of his movies. If it wasn't for his quick thinking, I fear I may have died. I owe him my life." Or at least a daughter.
Sorry. So 87-year-old Woody Allen is strong enough to do the Heimlich on somebody?
I guess so.
Good for him.
Also at their table for that lunch, Woody's wife, Sun Yi, and former OJ attorney, Alan Dershowitz.
Oh.
Let me see. Yeah, I'll do this, and then we'll take a break. I told you about this during the headlines. Andy and I love our country and Western music. And they talk about lyrics in rap music, and they talk about the lyrics of heavy metal music.
Yeah.
And they talk about, oh, it's just polluting the brains of our youth. Country music is by far just as big of an offender. Let me throw stuff at you here. TasteOfCountry.com. Ranked the most controversial country songs of all time. Number one, The Pill by Loretta Lynn, 1975, released shortly after birth control pills became widely available. And so she sings about taking the pill and not letting her husband know.
Oof. Catholics didn't like that one.
This one, I remember when this song came out. It was a great song. Have You Forgotten by Daryl Worley. About September 11th, so many people criticized it about being pro-war. No, we had the Arabs get us, and we wanted to get them back if we remembered what it was like on September 11th.
Yes.
Old Town Road by Lil Nas X.
Yeah.
Controversial because it mixed country and hip-hop, which a lot of country folk don't like. Billboard even removed it from its hot country chart for not having enough country elements.
But I have Billy Ray Cyrus.
Here's a quarter. Call somebody who cares.
And not only did it have a rapper, it had a gay rapper.
Well, that came out after the song.
That's true, I guess.
Yeah, and then he started doing all that satanic stuff.
Yeah, satanic gay rapper.
Accidental Racist by Brad Paisley.
Oh, God.
It was an attempt to help people see eye to eye, but some thought it fell flat.
Nice try, Brad.
Red Ragtop by Tim McGraw. About a young couple who decided not to have a baby. Aaron Lewis. Am I the only one? Some fans love it. Some think it's overly pessimistic.
That's the guy from Stained.
Fancy by Reba. About a desperate mom who has to pimp out her own daughter.
Jeez, Reba.
Wow.
And no, she went into those subjects.
Courtesy of the Red, White, and Blue, another patriotic song by Toby Thief, Keith.
Oh, I recognize the first name.
Another one about September 11th, huge hit. You know, your lefties don't like it. Indian Outlaw by Tim McGraw. It's been criticized for perpetuating stereotypes. One of my all-time favorites. Okie from Muskogee, Merle Haggard, 1969. It went after hippies and Nam War protesters. let's see. In the top 30, and in no particular order, Goodbye Earl by the Chicks, Save a Horse, Ride a Cowboy by Big and Rich, Wait in the Truck by Hardy.
Oh, that's the newest, the controversial one.
Girl Crush by Little Big Town. And Cowboys Are Frequently Secretly Fond of Each Other by Willie Nelson. We'll have more news in a moment. In other news, if you're... you want to get that head cup away from
there?
Oh,
I'm sorry, dude.
If you're planning to take a trip for Memorial Day weekend, brace yourself. Busy airports, busy roads. Going to be crazy. AAA says that this Memorial Day weekend, 42.3 million Americans are expected to travel at least 50 miles. That's up 7% from last year. 3.4 million are expected to fly, which is up 11% from last year. And AAA says this Memorial Day could be the busiest at airports since 2005. And Pete Buttigieg doesn't even know what the hell to do about it. If you're driving, they also released the best times to hit the road. Naturally, the busiest times are when you would like to go. But they say on Thursday and Friday, the best times to travel by car are before noon, while the times to avoid are between 3 and 6 p.m. They say traffic should be lighter on Saturday and Sunday, but Monday will also be crazy. The worst time is midday on Monday, while the best time to be on the road is early morning before 10 a.m. Now, one good thing is gas prices are down when compared to last year. So more people will be traveling than they did in 2022. But AAA says that the total number of travelers is expected to fall short of Memorial Day 2019 pre-pandemic. How many friends you got?
I knew you were going to ask. It's zero.
Okay. It's hard to keep in touch with everyone as we get older.
You're telling me.
But even if you've got only two close friends, you're doing all right. A poll asked 40,000 Americans how many close friends they have. And one in five of us don't have that many. 13% said just one close friend. And 8% said zero.
Hey.
You're not alone, Junior.
8% said zero.
We should set up a little group or something.
The no friends.
Yeah, the no friends club. The NFC.
55% say somewhere between 2 and 5. That would be me. See, there's a difference now. You have close friends, acquaintances, coworkers, and then people that you don't like. Close friends, 2 to 5.
Well, look at you, Mr. Popular.
How many you got?
Zero.
18% of us have more close friends than that. So will you inevitably end up with fewer and fewer friends as you get older? Well, if you keep the same ones, yes, because they're going to die. Wow. Look, it's a fact. I'm 61 years old, and I'm already seeing close friends of mine die. It's the way. And then if you're the one left, but you got to make new friends. According to the poll, seniors actually have the most close friends. They were also most likely to say that making new friends is easy. Why? Because they have to if they want friends.
Good point.
Adults between the ages of 18 and 30 were the top group to say that making friends was hard. Right, Junior?
Mm-hmm. You're almost out of that age range, aren't you?
Almost.
I'm pushing it.
Almost is.
I'm pushing it. Let me move on.
Separate accounts or joint accounts?
Well, what goes on in Stan's household?
I'll tell you what goes on. When you're in a committed relationship, some things can be combined and others should remain separate, like your Facebook accounts.
Yeah.
Nothing says trust issues like John and Sarah Sampson Facebook page. I know people like that, and it's pathetic.
I don't like that at all.
According to a new study out of Indiana University,
ooh.
I know, one secret to a longer, happier relationship may be consolidating your finances. A study followed 230 engaged or newly married couples across 2 years. Some couples were asked to keep separate bank accounts. Others were told to open a joint bank account. And a third group could choose for themselves. In the end, couples who opened joint bank accounts reported significantly higher relationship quality than those who kept separate accounts. Researchers believe this shows that merging finances leads to aligned financial goals, increased transparency, and a shared understanding of marital responsibilities. I totally disagree with this.
Me too.
Here's the thing, and I've been married to my wife for several years now, and next month it will be that we've been together for 6, 7 years, something like that. She had her account coming into the marriage. I had mine. I've got my debts. She's got her debts. Until the day comes, and that may never come, that we both get our stuff in effing order, there will be nothing joint. I have my responsibilities to the house. She has her responsibilities to the house. And together we take care of that. And her responsibilities are her responsibilities and mine are mine. And then we have joint, which we do together. Keep it separate. I'm going to tell you right now, a joint account. I'll give you another quickie. I had a joint account with a wife once. Found out she was buying birth control for the affair she was having.
Duh. Oh, God. Juicy. All right.
Wow.
I better end this now, but yeah. It was true.
I also made the mistake of having a joint account when I was engaged. Oh, since we had a child, I thought it'd just be easier.
And it's not.
No. She screwed it for both of us, and now we're both at different banks.
Yep. Yeah. And that's the other thing. Credit cards, all of that stuff. Let me give you an example. Let me tell you. The credit company, if Mr. and Mrs. Marley get a joint American Express card, and Mrs. Marley charges it up, and then you break up.
Yeah, then you're screwed.
They don't care who the money, where the money's coming from. If you say that's your card, honey, you're responsible for paying that card off. American Express doesn't care. They'll come after Mr. Marley just as fast as they'll go after her. And if she can't pay, he's on the hook for it. Separate, 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 separate.
And once you're together, don't even try to split it apart. It's
separate.
Yes.
Oh, the Amen. Love is in the air.
Amen.
Well, it's, you know, people say prenuptial agreement. Not necessarily. If you love each other, that's kind of a difficult thing to cross. Oh, well, what's mine is mine and what's yours is yours. No. You come into a marriage with your own responsibilities and your own line of credit. Your own, keep it that way. You don't need any kind of prenuptial agreement to go and battle out with an attorney. If you just agree what's yours is yours and what's mine is mine. And what's ours is ours. And when the divorce comes, you're not fighting over whose credit card is what. And they're going to come after you no matter what.
Yeah, and who's got to pay for that birth control?
Yeah.
That's wrong.
Me? What?
Terrible.
You really caught me sideways there for a second.
Truth hurts.
That's what Lizzo says.
Take a look at her.
Yeah.
News brought to you by Jason and Todd at the Diamond District. Sitting in for Mark Haney, my name is Stan. Hi.
What up?
We're going to take a break. We'll be back. Stan and Haney, 96K Rock.
We're the 11th pick in the NFL draft. The Miami Dolphins select
Stan and Haney on 96K Rock.
Hey, everybody. Stan and Haney, thank you so much for spending your afternoon with us. Greatly appreciated. Got time to check traffic one more time. Brought to you by Firehouse Subs, four Lee County locations, Fort Myers, Cape Coral. Charlotte County, disabled vehicle, I-75 southbound near Harbor View Road. There is blockage near mile marker 165. Fort Myers, crash, Tamiami Trail and Alico Road. Down Collier County, North Naples, crash, 5600 block of Naples Boulevard. And in Golden Gate, Immokalee Road at I-75 under the bridge. There's a crash there, so be aware of that. And you are up to date.
I was born and raised down in Alabama on a farm way back up in the woods. I was so ragged that folks used to call me Patches. Papa used to tease me about it, of course deep down inside he was hurt because he'd done all he could.
Yeah.
My papa was a great old man. I can see him with a shovel in his hand. See, education he never had. He did wonders when the times got bad. The little money from the crops he raised barely paid the bills we made. Oh, life had kicked him down to the ground. When he tried to get up, life would kick him back down. One day, Papa called me to his dying bed, put his hands on my shoulder, then in tears he said, Patches, I'm depending on you, son, to pull the family through. My son, it's all left up to you. Two days later, Papa passed away, and
yeah,
I became a man that day. So I told Mama I was gonna quit school, but she said that was Daddy's strictest rule. So every morning before I went to school, I fed the chickens and I chopped wood too. Sometimes I felt that I couldn't go on. I
wanted to leave, just run away from home. But I would remember what my daddy said, with tears in his eyes on his dying bed. He said, Patches, I'm depending on you, son.
I'm depending on you.
A strong rain came and washed all the crops away.
Yep.
And at the age of 13, I thought I was carrying the weight of the whole world on my shoulders. And you know, Mama knew what I was going through, 'cause every day I had to work the field, 'cause that's the only way we got our meals. See, I was the oldest of the family, and everybody else depended on me. Every night I heard my mama pray, Lord, strength to make another day. Though years have passed and all the kids have grown, the angels took Mama to a brand new home. Lord knows, people, I shed in tears, but my daddy's voice kept me through the years, saying, Patches, I'm depending on you, son, to pull the family through. My son, it's all left up to you. Oh, I can still hear Papa's voice say, Patches, depending on your son. I'm trying
it,
to do my best. It's up to you to do the rest. I can still hear Papa when he said, Patches, I'm depending on your son.
Who is that?
That's Clarence Carter, man.
Clarence Carter, what's the name of the song?
Patches.
I love that song.
You mean to tell me you've never heard that song
before? Never heard that song.
Are you kidding me?
Nope, first time.
You ever heard Strokin'?
No, but that's what I'm going to be doing later, buddy.
Classic comedy brought to you by Best Home Services. Appointments available now.
GetBest.com.
Because all you have to do is sing. It's something about singing. That's the business. You sing, women go crazy. That's all you got to do is sing. Michael Jackson, who can sing and is a good-looking guy, but ain't the most masculine fellow in the world. Yeah, but that's Michael's hooks, his sensitivity. That's what women be saying, Michael's just so sensitive. And the women go, ah! Then if you don't scream, Michael get real sensitive and cry on your ass. You ever hear that record, She's Out of My Life? Michael go, so I've learned that love's not possession. And I've learned love won't win. Love needs expression, but I learned to wait. Tito, get me some tissue.
Have yourselves a great evening. Lord willing, we're back here tomorrow, 2 o'clock. We'll do it all over again. We're the Stan and Haney Show, 96K Rock. And we leave you this afternoon with this email. Ahoy at stanandhaney.com.
What?
Ahoy at stanandhaney.com.
Okay.
This is from G. Ahoy, gents. Very disappointing yesterday to hear Junior's little free sub incident.
Oh, God.
Oh, cry me a river.
Great opportunity for Junior maybe to mingle with some people, grow his brand, but unfortunately, he'll never learn and should just take his childbearing hips right out the door at this point. Sign G.
Childbearing hips.
It's ridiculous.
Yeah. This is from our friend Heidi.
Heidi.
Ahoy, gentlemen. Heidi here. And I'm so glad to say, gentlemen, I have been praying for Haney since it happened, and it is so good to hear your voice, Haney. You keep getting better and better.
Thank you.
That having been said, Do we really need Junior there anymore? I used to think it was an act. Is he really that pathetic? He should not be included in the word talent.
Oh, wow.
Well, you're looking at a whole lot of talent right here.
Surely Roger can pick up the slack now that Haney's there a little more often. I'm sorry, Junior. You make my skin crawl. Love you guys, and I'm praying for the both of you. You know, Stan, I'm not sure Junior wasn't a part of your heart attack. Signed, Heidi.
I agree with you.
Yeah. Wow.
Are they really just all about me?
No, not all of them. Most of them.
We don't have an update from Scatter in the Northern Roads or anything.
This is a good one. Stickpin. This is from David from Tibshelf, Derbyshire, England. Ahoy, gentlemen. We were recently celebrating my daughter's second year birthday and had a flashback to when my wife was in labor and we were asked, what would you like to play on the Bluetooth to help you relax, ma'am? Within seconds, my wife said, Stan and Haney. It was the most surreal moment of my life. Hope this story amuses you, as I have been meaning to send you this and tell you this for the last 2 years. I have been listening since the early 2000s, even from across the pond, and I can't wait to come back someday to Florida to introduce my little one to the Southwest Florida lifestyle. Keep up the good work, David from Tibshelf, Derbyshire. Thank you for that.
I will get the stick pin going.
All right. This is from our from our buddy Eddie. Ahoy, men. Way back in the early 1970s, we lived in Houston, Texas. At least twice a year, my grandmother would come out for a visit. On one such visit, she wasn't too far in the door when I asked her, when are you leaving? I thought my mom was going to blow a gasket. After a smack over the head, she explained to me that you do not ask when company is leaving. You ask, how long are you planning to stay? That lesson has stuck with me for over 50 years. So with that in mind, I will ask, Junior, how long are you staying? Our best wishes to Haney's voice, Stan's heart, and thanks for all you guys do. Signed, Eddie.
Yes. Yes.
Good setup. Yeah.
Blue skies. Yeah. Every day's a gift.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.